Mighty, mighty good singing. What a blessing. No, I just kind of felt like sitting there and bawling. Amen. Lord's been good to me. I thought about that unseen hand. If we only knew. If we only knew. Every time I hear that song, I think about the old painting of the little boy and girl crossing the bridge in the storm, and the bridge is broken and it's got an angel there and bridging the gap. You know, we have no earthly idea. Amen. What God has protected us from and what God has helped us with and caused us to avoid. Sometimes we get delayed when we're going somewhere and we fuss and gripe. You don't know why God delayed you. Amen. There's a reason. There's a reason the car wouldn't start you know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what God has saved you from. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, I just feel like hollering a little bit. Amen. Go to James chapter number 5 tonight. James chapter number 5. James chapter number 5. A couple of verses of scripture, and keep your Bibles out. We're going to turn to quite a few places tonight. James chapter number 5. Look at verse number, let's look at verse number 14, where James said, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." He said in verse 16, this is where we'll take our text tonight. He said, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed." And he closes this verse with this little statement: "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." He said, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Here's what he's saying: the man who's right with God, his prayers get attention. Amen. His prayers get things done. I wonder if we ever stop and wonder in our life why we have so many prayers that go unanswered. I mean, think about it seriously. How many of you have got a prayer you need answered? I mean, that's every one of us, isn't it? Have you ever prayed about something for a long time and it just nothing ever happens? Amen. It seemed like you just can't get any direction. You can't get any light. You know, I believe there was a statement made years ago, and I wrote it down in one of my Bibles. It said, "Our greatest failures is prayer failures." I believe that's the greatest failure of the church. Excuse me. Devil don't want me preaching this. The weakest part of Christianity today is a lack of prayer. A lack of prayer. I don't think any of us in here pray like we ought to. I didn't say we didn't pray. I said we don't pray like we ought to. We don't take it as serious as we ought to. The greatest asset that God has given you as a Christian is the ability to be able to call on Him in prayer. Amen. I want to be at the place when I need help, I can get it now. Amen. I don't want to be at the place where one of my children is sick or my wife is sick. I can pray and get them help now. Amen. I was thinking back through the years, some great, great prayer warriors that I've known. And some of the greatest prayer warriors that I've known have been women. Amen. I think that's an awesome ministry, the ministry of prayer. Amen. Sister Doris Kerr, some of y'all will remember her. She used to come around years ago, and her daughters would sing. She's a praying woman. That's what stands out about her more than anything else. She prays all the time. Every time you turn around, she's down in the pew. She's praying. Every time she's ever heard me preach, she'd get down the pew the whole time I'm preaching and praying. You say, that bother you? Foot? No, man. That helped me. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank God for people who can pray. Amen. And I like to be around those people who can pray and their prayers are effective. And you see the testimony of it. Amen. Amen. At White Oak Springs, when I was a kid, there was a fellow in our church, a deacon in our church. What was his name? Cole. Lincoln Cole. Y'all remember Lincoln Cole? Lincoln Cole was a praying man. And there's a fellow who would get up in the church. If he ever stood up to testify, he's fixing to kill the service. I mean, just that fast. And we was having one of those sure enough good meetings. And that old man got up and started testifying, and Lincoln just bowed his head. And his wife said he just bowed his head and said, "Lord, I don't care if you got to kill him, shut him up." And the man started choking and nearly choked to death. Amen. Amen. That's the truth, brother. I won't have that kind of power in my prayer. Not so I can choke you to death. Amen. I don't know. He's been a couple of times. But I'd like to have that kind of power in my prayer that God says, "Hey, that's Eddie.
Yeah, amen.
Let's get this handled right quick." Amen.
Amen.
If you're interested in being more effective in your prayer life, keep your Bibles open tonight and we'll get you some help. We'll give you a few things. If you'll jot these down somewhere, I promise you they'll help. You see, we got the idea that we can just do whatever we want, act however we want, and then when we need something, oh God, He's not a spare tire.
Amen.
Amen. It's not just somebody you pull out of the trunk when there's a flat.
That's right.
Amen. I believe to have an effective prayer life, you've got to have a continual prayer life. Can I say that again? To have an effective prayer life, you've got to have a continual prayer life.
Amen.
You just don't pray once a week and expect to really get the job done. Amen?
Amen.
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 Sometimes it's sad to say, but hardness, tragedy, bad things usually provoke us to pray more than anything else. Amen. But our prayers ought to be made up of more than, "Oh God, we need your help." Amen. They ought to be made up, and we've said it over and over. There ought to be some praise in your praying. Amen. I'm telling you, you want God to show up on the scene, start bragging on Him. Amen. It's like a father with his children. My little old girls, they can do it today, and they're grown now. They can come crawl up in my lap and go, "Daddy, I love you so much. You're the best daddy in the whole world." And I'm already getting it out. You know, I'm like, "Okay, how much?" Amen. Because daddy likes to be bragged on. And your heavenly father likes to be bragged on too.
Amen.
You ever just stop sometime during the day and say, "God, I just want to tell you how awesome you are, how wonderful I think you are. God, you're the greatest God that ever has been, ever will." I mean, just brag on him a little bit. Amen. And you'll get his attention. Amen. And he's worthy of it. Go to Jeremiah chapter number 29. Jeremiah chapter number 29. We'll go through these scriptures. I'll try not to be too long, but I want to give them all to you. Jeremiah chapter number 29, and I'm going to start reading at verse number 12. And I'm going to show you how you can get your prayers answered. Number one, you're going to have to seek God.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to seek God.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Number one, you want to get hold of God, you're going to have to look for Him. Amen. In Jeremiah 29 and verse number 12, he said, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search of me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." He said, if you seek me, you will find me.
Amen.
Amen. But our problem is, I'm afraid sometimes we're not really sincere in our seeking. Amen. There's times you pray and you're just praying. But there's times that you pray and you're looking for God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You get in one of those situations in your life, you need a supersized God to help you. Amen. Amen. I mean, boy, when your son is laying in a coma, you'll pray different.
Yeah.
Amen. As I stood on the side of that road and watched them fly my boy out in that helicopter, I guarantee I ain't never prayed like that in my life.
Amen.
Amen. For days, I mean, it was nonstop. You know what I was hunting? I was hunting God. You know what that doctor said? We're standing there in the emergency room where they were examining Levi, and he's laying there in the coma, and we asked the doctor, how long will he stay this way? Here's what the man said. He said, only God knows. I said, well, that's who I need to be talking to then. Amen. If God's the only one that knows, he's the one I need to get hold of. I need to find him quick. Amen. And I shouldn't need a phone directory to locate him either. Amen. I ought to have him on speed dial, brother. Amen. Come on, talk to me. Brother Shane, I've talked to Brother Shane Reese at least once a day, every day of my life. And you can just ask me what's going on, Brother Shane, I can tell you. Amen. I can tell you. Why? Because he calls and I listen. Amen. God wants to hear your voice every day too. So he can keep up with what's going on in your life. Not that he doesn't know. Amen. We need to seek God with all our heart. And I'm not talking about seeking things or seeking stuff or seeking money or seeking blessings. I'm talking about seeking God. Not seeking, not because he's going to give you something you need. Amen. But because you want to seek God, you want to be close to him. Amen. Because you love him. Amen. Oh, yeah. I seek my wife every day because I love her. Amen. She's not rich. I ain't got no sugar mama. Amen. She's not wealthy. She can't provide all these great things for me. But she loves me. Amen. 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 So we are to, number one, seek God's face. Amen. Seek his face. Amen. Amen. How hard in pursuit have you been lately of God? You remember when you first got saved and everything blew your mind? Come on. Everything blew your mind. Everything about the Bible blew your mind. I mean, a book that you couldn't understand, you couldn't make heads or tails of. Now God's put his spirit down in your heart and you start reading that book and you're going, wow, I get it. I get it. You know what? It's been 26 years and I'm still doing that. Oh, I get it. Amen. I mean, boy, God will shed a little light. I'm talking about seeking God. That's the first place to look for him right here. Yes, amen. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said he was the Word. Yes. Amen. You want to seek Jesus? You'll find him right here. Yes. Amen. You'll find him from Genesis to Revelation. He's all through this book. Amen. And you'll find him if you want to look for him. He said to the Israelites, if you seek me, ye will find me. Amen. And I ain't talking about now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen. I mean, it ought to be serious. Hey, God, I need you. I need you. I just need to feel your presence. Amen. I just need to feel your power. I just need to feel your touch. I just need to be near you. I said if you want your prayers answered, number one, seek God. Go after him. Amen. Number two, we'll get our prayers answered if we learn to be patient and wait on God. Amen. Amen. Psalms chapter number 40. Psalms chapter number 40. I hate to even turn over there because I want to preach it every time I look at it. Psalms chapter number 40. Y'all okay? Amen. Psalms chapter number 40. Watch what the psalmist said. In verse number 1, he said, I waited, what's the next word? Patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, woo, and heard my cry. Amen. A half-dead Methodist could preach that right there, son. Amen. He said, I waited patiently on the Lord. I waited patiently on the Lord, he said. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. I ain't even going in that next verse. We won't never leave. Amen. Aren't you glad one day you waited patiently on the Lord and you cried out to him and God heard your cry? And hey, and he don't just hear the cry, he does something about it. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 31, famous verse of scripture where the Bible said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We need to learn to wait on God. How many times have you got ahead of Him?
Yeah, all the time.
Amen. Me too, Brother Robbie. All the time. Get ahead of God. Boy, I got a great idea. Well, if God ain't in it, it ain't a great idea.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God's timing, and we say this all the time, God's timing is crucial to our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Some of the things you've asked God for, if He'd have gave them to you when you asked, it'd have done you in. Because you ain't spiritual enough to handle it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. We need to learn to wait on the Lord. By waiting on the Lord, now listen, I preached a message one time on waiting on the Lord. And I got it in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I got to watching that waitress. You know what she was doing? Waiting on me. She wasn't standing there tapping her foot.
Yeah.
She was serving me.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And they call that waiting. And I talk about serving God in that message. We ought to learn to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
And not give up. And not give up. There's people on this prayer list that's praying we won't give up.
Right.
That we'll keep on praying.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years, Brother Freddie, 11 years? How long y'all been coming, Miss Shelley? 11 years. For 11 years, or as long as I've known Brother Freddie, I have been praying for Fred Young.
Yes, sir.
That's Brother Freddie's dad. We're still not 100% sure if he's saved.
Amen,
but I ain't going to give up.
Right.
Amen. I'm not going to give up. I don't probably do it every time I pray, but once in a while I'll mention Fred Young and say, God, don't forget about Brother Freddie's dad.
Amen.
If he's not saved, God, I pray you'd save him. Lord, if he is saved, I'd pray you'd let him reveal that to his family. Amen? Amen. I pray that all the time. I pray for his dad. 11 years. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to give up. Amen. God didn't give up on me, and God didn't give up on you. There were still people praying for me as a 19-year-old boy when I got saved. Thank God somebody built a wall of prayer. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Keep praying. Keep praying. I'm going to keep praying for America.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to keep praying for the city of Billerica, Georgia.
Yeah.
Amen. This is our Jerusalem right here, friend.
Yeah.
Do you even have a burden for it?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not giving up on God. Amen. I say all the time, I'm still praying and waiting on that big check.
Yeah.
I'm not sweating bullets because we hadn't got it yet. I've learned to be patient and wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Listen, when we learn to wait on the Lord, it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah.
Amen. Because when God does it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And God doesn't just do it right. He usually does it big. Way better than you could have done it if you'd have tried yourself. Amen?
Amen.
We got to get back to the place where we seek God in our prayer life, and we've got to get back to the place where we're willing to wait on God. Amen. God, I don't know why you have me here, but I know there's a reason for it. God, help me to be patient in this spot in my life and get everything I can that you want me to get while I'm in this spot in my life. In this situation or this dilemma or this difficulty. It's sometimes in those storms you learn more about God. You learn way more about Him in the storm and the battle than you do up on the mountain.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Have you given up? Have you given up? Is there a loved one you've given up on? Somebody you prayed for and God hadn't done anything? Is there a child that you've given up on? Maybe you ought to come tell God, hey, God, it could be they're not saved yet because I quit praying for them.
Amen.
I gave up. I gave up. One of our men was telling me today, he called and was telling me about a couple that he works with, husband and wife. He said they're about ready to give up. They're about ready to give up. I don't care what has taken place in your marriage. God can fix it. God can fix it if you'll wait on Him. Amen. Well, we just don't love each other anymore. Baloney. Y'all all right?
Amen.
Maybe it's just grown cold. Maybe you need to give God some time to work.
Amen.
We need to wait on the Lord. I've seen this a lot through the years where one spouse will get saved or get on fire for God and they're kind of leaving the other one in the dust. And then they start being hard on them.
Yeah.
Won't you wait on them? Won't you wait? God worked on you, didn't He?
Right.
Let God work on them. Amen. You'll never reach your family. You'll never reach a spouse by all the time making them think you're standing in judgment over them. Making them think that they're beneath you because they're not as spiritual as you are. Why don't you just pray quietly and to yourself and say, God, do for him what you did for me. God, do in her heart what you did in my heart. Lord, I'll be patient. I'll be patient. Hey, there's women who have prayed for their husbands for years and years and years and years and years. And finally, God said, that's enough. You don't got to pray that one no more. I'm saving him today. Amen. I've heard those ladies testify and say, I'm so glad I didn't stop. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I didn't leave when the devil was tempting me to leave. I'm so glad I hung it out. Now I've got the best husband in the world. Amen. Have y'all ever heard those testimonies? What those testimonies tell me is don't give up waiting on God. Amen. If we want our prayers answered, we need to seek God with all our heart. We need to learn to wait on the Lord. Look at Matthew chapter number 21. Matthew chapter number 21. I got just a few more. Y'all got time? Yes. Matthew chapter number 21. Matthew chapter number 21. What did I say you need to do first? Seek God. Then what you need to do? Wait on him. Amen. Matthew chapter 21. Look at verse number 22. He said, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer. Watch this. Say the next word. Believing ye shall receive. Either that verse is lying or my prayer life's messed up. Can I get a witness right there? My prayer life's messed up. Amen. Thirdly, we need to learn how to ask God in faith. Amen. We need to learn how to ask God in faith. Believing. I don't know why we act like it just blows our mind when God answers a prayer. It ought to blow our mind when He don't. Amen. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't get excited over answered prayer. But when God answers a prayer in your life, are you like, wow, I can't believe it? Well, that's your problem. Amen. When we pray, we need to realize we are talking to our Heavenly Father, and He can do anything. Amen. There's not a lost soul He can't save. Not one, not one, not one. There's not a financial situation He can't fix. There's not a relationship or a broken heart that He can't mend. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you really, 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 really believe that? When you pray and ask God about something, do you immediately look for it? I'm serious. Do you immediately look for it? Do you look for the answer? Because you know God's going to answer your prayer. Amen? Amen. We need to ask believing. Amen. Amen. God's done some unbelievable things in our lives. God's did some unbelievable things in our church. Amen. I don't doubt Him for a second. Right. Amen. Amen. There sits Brother Dennis tonight. He ain't dead. Amen. 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 Sister Ashley, I guess she's at home tonight, backslid, but she ain't dead either. I never seen anything like that before, had you? Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
God did that, friend.
Amen.
Don't get over it. You say, boy, you talk about her all the time. That was a miracle of miracles right there, man. That's one of them things, boy, you don't forget.
Amen.
Why not forget, preacher? Because we may need Him like that again.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And we can say, God, you did it then, and God, you did it there, and God, you did it here. Now, God, would you one more time?
Yes.
Amen. We need to learn to ask God, believing in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If we really believed God, like we say we believe God, we'd be a little more careful what we pray about, wouldn't we? Amen. We'd be a little bit more careful of things we ask God for.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Have you ever prayed and asked God to kill somebody?
Yes.
Have you? I have too. I have too. I said, God, you said vengeance is yours. Let's get after it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
if I really believe all I had to do is ask God to kill somebody and He'd do it, wouldn't that make you feel bad? If he really did, according to who it is, I guess. But we need to learn to ask God in faith and believe God. Amen. Believe God. I know it's not always God's will to heal somebody, but I sure do believe He can. And I sure do believe He does. Amen. I'm not looking forward to seeing anybody else sick, but I'm looking forward to getting to pray for people who need Him. Because I know what He's capable of and I know what He can do. Amen. Can you think of anything too big to ask God for? No, sir. Brother David Gibbs says when we pray, we need to biggie size it. Remember that? He said we need to, you know, when you pull up, he relates everything to food. When you pull up the McDonald's, they ask you if you want to biggie size it. You know, if you want to upgrade from the regular fry to the huge one and from the regular drink to the big huge one. Amen. For just a little bit more. Hey, we got a mighty big God. Amen. We got a mighty big God who is capable of doing mighty big things in our lives. I love the changing of the guard there, or the changing of the mantle between Elijah and Elisha. And Elijah is about to go off the scene, and Elisha is fixing to take his place. And he said, "Ask what you will." Yeah. You remember what Elisha asked for? He said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." You know what Elijah said? You ask a hard thing. You ask a hard thing, but nevertheless. Amen. I wonder if God ever looks at us and goes, "Is that all you got? Ask me something big. Let me flex my muscles for you." Amen. We need to ask God believing. Listen, how many of you have got, now be real honest, how many of you have got $650,000 in the bank? Nobody? I thought Jerry Clausen was raising his hand. I was fixing to shout and run all over his place. Got $6.50. Amen. That's a start. I don't either. I personally don't know many people who have that kind of money, but that's what we need. Boy, it got quiet in here. That's what we need. Pay this place off. It'd be paid for. Amen. You know what? I don't know many people who has it, but God knows them all. Amen. God knows every one of them. God knows the one who's got a generous heart. God knows the one who needs a big tax write-off. Amen. I'm believing that thing. Amen. Brother Freddie is too. We believe that with all our heart, that God's going to handle this situation. Amen. He said, "But the economy's bad." So there's still rich people out there. Amen. Wouldn't this be a blessing if God did it in a way where He blessed you with the money and allowed you to do it? Wouldn't that be something? It may not have to come from an outside source. It may be sitting right here in the pew. Amen. You may be fixing to hit the big one on your scratch off. I don't know. Somebody said, "If I won the lottery, would you take a tithe off of it?" Uh-huh. Amen. I'll take a tithe off your drug money, man. We don't care. We got to pay the bills. Amen. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. We need to learn to ask in faith. Ask in faith. We need to learn to wait on God, and we need to be about seeking God. Fourthly, I think it's four. Yes. We need to learn how to pray according to God's will. 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 14. Y'all say amen when you get there. I'll wait on you. It's good to hear them pages turning every now and then. First John chapter number 5. Verse number 14. He said, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything," watch this, "according to His will, He heareth us." Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
If we ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. Remember, I used to tell you all the time how to get anything you want. How to get anything you want. All you got to do is want what God wants.
Yes,
amen. Have you ever prayed not according to God's will? Amen. I mean, here's some things, brother, you don't got to pray about. It's just right to do and you know it. Amen. Amen. You don't got to pray about witnessing. You can pray that God would make you a more effective witness, but you don't have to pray and ask God, God, should I witness? You know you should.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to pray about reading your Bible. You know you should.
Amen.
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 I've prayed about things that I knew when I was praying it wasn't God's will.
Yes.
It's what I wanted.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But wasn't what He wanted.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to learn to pray according to God's will.
Amen.
Listen, if you want what God wants, you're wanting the best thing for your life. You understand that? I don't know why we fight God's will so hard. And it's a good thing. You know the dumbest statement I've ever heard preachers made? Ow. And I've made it myself. Talking about running. I'm going to give her a minute. Ain't many babies can out-holler me, but she's doing a pretty good job. There we go. I lost my whole train of thought. Wasn't her fault, though. My brain just quit working. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brother Freddie. Give me a minute and I'll make one. Amen. Talking about running from God. Well, I ran from God for a year and a half. Why? I ran for a good year. Little did I know this was going to be the greatest thing God ever did in my life. Amen. Don't run from the will of God. Run to the will of God. Because you will not be happier with anything else in your life but the will of God. Amen. All that stuff that's according to your will is temporal. Amen. It'll wear off, wear out, and you'll lose it. Amen. But boy, if we'll be patient and wait on God's will and do our best to pray according to God's will, let me tell you something. It's a good thing to pray for Mr. Fred Young. Why? Because it's God's will that he get saved. He said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. That includes Brother Fred in Alabama, Brother Freddie's dad. That includes him. He's part of that all, amen? And God said it wasn't his will that he should perish. So when I pray for Fred Young, I'm praying in the will of God. Does that make sense? I'm praying in the will of God. Amen. When I'm praying for God to kill somebody, I'm not praying in the will of God. Amen. I promise you, I'm not in the right spirit. That is one tough young'un. She's already back. I heard her head hit the floor all the way back here. Amen. Let me give you another one. Number five. Psalms chapter number 91. Psalms chapter number 91. Verse number 14. A couple more and we'll be done. Psalms chapter number 91. Verse number 14. He said, because he hath set his love upon me. Let's look at that again. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Wow. Isn't that pretty good? How'd he get set up like that? How'd he get set up on high? Because he set his love on him. Huh? Jesus said, I'm going to do it because that guy loves me. Amen. I'm going to deliver him because he loves me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm afraid we're missing out on the blessings of God because we don't love God like we ought to love God.
Amen.
We stand saying, oh, how I love Jesus. And half the time we're lying through our teeth. Amen. You talk to people you love. You try to do right by people you love.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We need to, fifthly, set our love on God, just like the psalmist right here. I'm going to read that again. He said, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Now listen, like any relationship, our relationship with God can grow weak and grow weary. Amen. At our 25th wedding anniversary. Is that when we got married? Our big wedding? Was it the 25th? Anyway, I think it was our 25th. We did that big wedding, and we renewed our vows.
You know what I'm saying? We just reaffirm some promises that we made.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Here's something you rarely hear. Brother Warren used the term Sunday night from going down to the jail. Said he had two saved and how many? 17. What's this word? Rededications.
Yeah. Amen.
Rededication. You used to hear that all the time in church. You'll never hear that anymore.
Amen, brother.
Amen. What we need to do is rededicate that relationship to God.
Amen.
Get back to the place where we do love Him. How many of you remember when you got saved?
Yes, sir.
In that first week or those first days after you got saved, reckon how many times you thanked God for it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ain't no telling how many times I thanked God for it. Amen. I need to get back to that.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus told that crowd in Revelations, He said, I got somewhat against you because you have left your first love.
Yeah.
We need to get back in a place where we fall in love with Him again.
Amen.
Amen. We fall in love with His Word. Fall in love with His presence. Amen. Do you love Him like you ought to love Him tonight? Do you love Him like you ought to love Him tonight? I'm telling you, this stuff works. We give scripture and verse for everything I've told you tonight. This is what the Lord said. You want to get your prayers answered? Here's what you got to do. Did you know answered prayer is conditional?
Amen.
If my people,
amen,
should call by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Isn't that what he said? It's conditional, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In other words, for me to get what I need from God, He's got to have me.
Yeah.
He's got to have my heart.
Amen.
And I've got to really love Him. Not just like we preach, not just like we sing, but really, personally, in my heart, I've got to love Him. Amen.
Amen.
And He says, if you'll love me like that, I'll deliver you too.
Amen.
If you'll love me like that, I'll set you up. I'll take care of you. Amen. Amen. Sixthly ain't a word, is it? Sixth, I guess. John chapter number 15. John chapter number 15. Verse number 7. One more after this. Y'all still all right?
Yes, sir.
John chapter number 15. And verse number 7. Watch what he said. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. How about that? So we've got to learn. We said, first of all, we got to seek God with all our heart. We've got to learn to wait upon the Lord. We've got to learn to ask in faith, ask believing. We need to learn to pray according to God's will. We need to fall in love with God again, and we need to abide in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Do you believe that verse?
Amen.
Do you really? Could be we're just not abiding. Amen. Could be. What's that mean, abiding? That's where you stay. Amen. That's where you stay. Are you staying in Jesus? Come on, give it some thought now. We want our prayers answered, right? It's conditional. Notice the first word of that verse. If. That's a big if. I know people run around all the time. You ever heard this? They quote part of a verse. I know the Bible said just ask what you will. Yeah, it said something else for that, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It's conditional on my part. You know what? He's already done His part.
Yeah.
Did you know that? God's already done. He done it all 2,000 years ago at Calvary. God did His part. He said, it's finished.
Yeah,
it's already done.
Yeah,
you say, what about my need? It's already done, too. Maybe He's just waiting on you to get back to the place where you'll abide in Him and His Word abide in you, and He'll say, okay, now I got to fulfill that promise. But as long as that if ain't right,
amen,
then God has a loophole. Does He not?
Amen.
He said, I don't have to answer that prayer. You don't love me.
Amen.
I don't have to answer that prayer. You're not abiding in me. Amen.
Amen.
Whew. Lastly, and I'm done, we need to learn to keep God's commandments. Amen. You don't hear much about them anymore. Amen. We just need to learn to keep God's commandments. Wonder how many of them you've broken lately. You say, that's Old Testament. Mm-hmm. They're still God's commandments. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him that is sin. Amen. I'd like to see everything checked off it. I ain't even read it, y'all, this prayer list yet. But I'd like to see everything checked off there, wouldn't you? All of it. I'd love to, for Tom to call, having a panic attack tomorrow, saying, preacher, the check came in the mail today. I'd love for Brother Freddie to call tomorrow and say, you ain't going to believe it. My dad just got called and said he got saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I'd love for Brother Shane to call tomorrow and say, hey, my SSI came through.
Yeah.
Amen. My disability came through. You know, they denied him of that again. The man just got his leg chopped off. Something messed up with this government. Amen. People who can work are drawing it. And a man like him who I just thought I wanted to rant and rave right there a minute. But I'd love for him to call and say, preacher, it came through.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'd love for some whose marriages are on the rocks call tomorrow and say, hey, preacher, everything's okay.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to see it checked off.
Amen.
And I believe we can.
That's right.
Amen. If we'll what? Seek his face.
Amen.
Look for him. If we'll learn to wait on him. If we'll learn to pray and ask in faith, if we'll learn to pray according to God's will, if we'll fall in love with him again, abide in him, and keep his commandments.
Amen.
I believe he'll do everything he said he'd do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Ask what you will. That's pretty big, ain't it? Maybe I'm messing up asking for 650. Maybe I ought to ask him for more. Amen. Ask what you will. I hope this has been helpful tonight. I hope maybe we can start having a more effective prayer life. I love it when people call and say, would you ask your church to pray? Because they have confidence in our prayers. My buddy I grew up with, Brother Stacy Bullock, usually sits right there where Brother Freddie's at. Had to work late this evening. Stacy got saved years ago as a teenager, but he ain't been in church. He's just been back in church since his Uncle Jay died. He called and I'd missed his call, and I called him back on the way to the church, and he said, my mama's having a pacemaker put in tomorrow. He said, I know I ain't going to be able to make it tonight. He said, but I want my church prayed.
Amen.
Just in this short time, he's got confidence in our prayers. Isn't that a blessing? People call from all over the place. Places I preach, say, please have your church pray. Amen. They hear about what happened with Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
They hear about how God moved. Evidently, they're looking at this place and going, somebody down there knows how to pray.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Sister Donna. My goodness, sitting right there tonight. I ought to be dead. Ain't God good?
Yeah, brother.
Amen. I'd like to step that up a notch, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet.
Amen.